First, however, the legacy and meaning of the British Empire. Richard Gott is a man of the left, former Guardian journalist and now a historian, whose book Britain's Empire is its history seen from the viewpoint of those invaded by us and who fought back. But we're going to start inside the blood-soaked, red-coated square where Jeremy Paxman holds aloft the tattered Union flag and asks a different question. What did ruling the world do to the British? Jeremy, it's made us a much more multicultural, mingled country, certainly, and it's probably kept us more militaristic as a society than we'd otherwise be. What do you single out as the kind of key things that the Empire has done for today's British?
I think it's had an absolutely profound influence. I think, as you mentioned already, anything that changes the very genetic makeup of a people clearly has a significant impact. I would argue that it's instrumental in the fact that we still have a monarchy. I think it's instrumental in the fact that we still belong to a union. The Scots joined forces with England when their own empire collapsed and bankrupted the country. I would think it has serious influence upon the decisions of people like Cameron in Libya, Blair in six wars, Margaret Thatcher in several wars to send a readiness to send troops onto foreign missions of one kind or another. I mean, we look just come through the 10th anniversary of Afghanistan. That's the first American war in Afghanistan. It is the third British war in Afghanistan. Mm. Neither of the previous ones being conspicuous successes. So I think it's had a whole range of influences, not the least of them leaving us with a sense that we are somehow special. And that, I think, partly explains why we have such difficulty with the rest of Europe.
And does it also mean that we are endlessly confused about who we are and our own past, veering between sort of pride in empire that this small collection of islands had such a large splodge of red across the world versus hideous embarrassment about some of the things we did, and never being quite able to settle between those two poles?
Well, I think we are very, very confused about what our identity is and whether we should be proud or embarrassed, and there are things we should be proud of, I would argue. Richard here will disagree, I'm sure. But there are many things of which we should be ashamed, rightly ashamed. But they happened. Our country was responsible for them. They happened. We can't deny them. So it does, I think, contribute to a sense of confused identity. The main reason I wanted to write the book was that it seems to me that what is taught now is a narrative that the whole thing is purely a cause for shame. I mean, no one is taught the empire in school as a discrete subject. They are taught modules about slavery, for example, and slavery is something of which we should be profoundly ashamed.
Segment 1. First, however, the legacy and meaning of the British Empire. Richard Gott is a man of the left, former Guardian journalist and now a historian, whose book Britain's Empire is its history seen from the viewpoint of those invaded by us and who fought back. But we're going to start inside the blood-soaked, red-coated square where Jeremy Paxman holds aloft the tattered Union flag and asks a different question. What did ruling the world do to the British? Jeremy, it's made us a much more multicultural, mingled country, certainly, and it's probably kept us more militaristic as a society than we'd otherwise be. What do you single out as the kind of key things that the Empire has done for today's British?
Segment 2.
I think it's had an absolutely profound influence. I think, as you mentioned already, anything that changes the very genetic makeup of a people clearly has a significant impact. I would argue that it's instrumental in the fact that we still have a monarchy. I think it's instrumental in the fact that we still belong to a union. The Scots joined forces with England when their own empire collapsed and bankrupted the country. I would think it has serious influence upon the decisions of people like Cameron in Libya, Blair in six wars, Margaret Thatcher in several wars to send a readiness to send troops onto foreign missions of one kind or another. I mean, we look just come through the 10th anniversary of Afghanistan. That's the first American war in Afghanistan. It is the third British war in Afghanistan. Mm. Neither of the previous ones being conspicuous successes.
Segment 3.
So I think it's had a whole range of influences, not the least of them leaving us with a sense that we are somehow special. And that, I think, partly explains why we have such difficulty with the rest of Europe.
And does it also mean that we are endlessly confused about who we are and our own past, veering between sort of pride in empire that this small collection of islands had such a large splodge of red across the world versus hideous embarrassment about some of the things we did, and never being quite able to settle between those two poles?
Well, I think we are very, very confused about what our identity is and whether we should be proud or embarrassed, and there are things we should be proud of, I would argue. Richard here will disagree, I'm sure. But there are many things of which we should be ashamed, rightly ashamed.
Segment 4.
But they happened. Our country was responsible for them. They happened. We can't deny them. So it does, I think, contribute to a sense of confused identity. The main reason I wanted to write the book was that it seems to me that what is taught now is a narrative that the whole thing is purely a cause for shame. I mean, no one is taught the empire in school as a discrete subject. They are taught modules about slavery, for example, and slavery is something of which we should be profoundly ashamed.